Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
To infinity and beyond!
The Lord tells me he can get me out of this mess, but he's pretty sure you're fucked.
That is why you fail.
You can't handle the truth!
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
Say hello to my little friend!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Say what again! Say what again! I dare you! I double dare you, motherfucker! Say what one more goddamn time!
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
You cannot pass!
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Welcome to Lights, Camera, Podcast. Episode 42. Got a different one this weekend. We do not have Trill Ballins with us. Shout out to Trill. The baby is on its way. Actually, not even shout out to Trill. Shout out to Trill Ballins' wife, who is putting in the hard work here, but also Trill as well, our good friend. But we're joined by another Trill, Tyler Trill Withers, and of course, Coley. It's a mixtape LCP crossover. And Ken Jack, you're still here, obviously.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm alive. I live, bitch.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for joining us during this NBA playoff season.
Yeah, I'm only here because the Celtics won. If they hadn't, I'd be long dead.
Fair. I'd probably still be here.
I would hope
you guys
so.
Did.
Yeah. I mean, what, my Celtics too?
Yeah, but your Bucks, you're still here. Your Bucks just took a tragic loss.
Bittersweet.
And you guys, you did survive a watch of Draft Day. You guys released a live watch of Draft Day, which I have gotten a little ways into it, but I need to go the whole way because it, I'm sure it's fantastic with such a beautifully made sports movie.
It's yeah. So accurate, just so true to form. That's what I really loved about it. I felt like I was really watching the NFL draft.
It was Tyler's first watch. It was like my 1,000th. It might be my most rewatched movie just because of how preposterous the whole thing is.
It's one of those movies, too, where you see, like, I mean, I knew who Chadwick Boseman was before I saw that movie, but, like, now that he is who he is now, like, he's, you know, like Robert Downey Jr. attached to a character so iconically, it makes it even more hilarious for me to watch that movie, just because you're like, oh, that's just fucking Black Panther playing for Ohio State. Like, it's not, it's the fine list. Movie's even more ridiculous.
To be fair, Black Panther would be a hell of a draft pick.
Yeah, he would.
It also like lends to it how Chadwick Boseman looks so young, but he is so old. He's like 40. He's 42 or something. And
43.
Dude, he's 41. And in 2014, he was playing a college kid. That is wild.
He's going to outlive us all. There's no doubt about it.
Now, Coley, you saw Infinity War and you liked it.
That an understatement, to say the least. It was a cinematic masterpiece.
Oh, it's fantastic. We're going to talk about it later in the week, but Tyler, the last time we had you on, you saw Thor Ragnarok just kind of, you know, on a whim. Are you going to see Infinity War?
I may. Should I? I keep really seeing genuinely mixed reviews.
Like
I'm already seeing people like, are we ready to talk about how this movie was actually bad? And I'm like, oh no, that was
no. Sick. Those are troll tweets. I've seen those people. I rebuke them because they're wrong.
I think you should see it.
Tyler, it's long.
How long are we talking? Hour and a half?
Did you guys have super long fucking promos ahead of it too? Because yes. There were 30 minutes of just trailers.
It was the most trailers I've ever seen before a movie. So you're probably going to sit there for 3 hours, maybe 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh boy, not me. I'm not going to sit there. That's preposterous.
Yeah, I saw it like 11:30 Friday morning. And got out at like 2:10
Saturday night.
Celtics were in the second quarter. Yeah.
Okay. Infinity War. But guess what? We're not just talking movies today. We took listener scenarios and questions, and there's some ridiculous ones, some about movies, some about food. And then we're going to build our own Ocean's 11 team just based on current NBA players. also some past because, you know, each role, you know, it's a different type of person from that movie. We'll get to that. First up, though, this is perfect for this little crossover. The Uncle Drew movie, the Kyrie movie. This is just for the two of you guys. What are your thoughts on the Uncle Drew movie? And if it can reach the levels of Space Jam, as the question said, which is funny to me. But I guess let's take the question into consideration.
I am excited for it. I would have been excited for it even if Kyrie was still a Cav, because I think all the Uncle Drew commercials have been pretty funny. I assume it's going to be like 90 minutes. I can't imagine it's like a 3-hour epic of the adventures of Uncle Drew. But Shaq doesn't make bad movies, so it's going to be an instant classic.
That's a fair point. I probably will. I'll go see this long before I go see Infinity War. It was 72 minutes. What do you want from me?
Nothing like a movie based on a Pepsi Max commercial. I mean, that's just what we've all longed for. It's got Kyrie, obviously, Shaq, Reggie Miller, Chris Webber, Nate Robinson, Lisa Leslie, Tiffany Haddish, and Nick Kroll. So just everyone you expect to be together in a movie like this. It comes out June 29th, but I think comparing it to also it's a Pepsi production, you know, just that movie studio juggernaut Pepsi. But I think saying it could be a Space Jam type movie might be a stretch.
Setting the bar a little high. But I don't know. I mean, I'm a little upset Bill Russell's not revising his role from, I think, the very first commercial where he tells Kyrie that basketball is all about buckets, despite his whole game being defense only.
So your boy's a fraud.
Look, man, he was making $4.99 an hour when he was playing. He needs to get a check however he can these days.
Fair is fair.
So the Uncle Drew movie, we'll review it. We'll probably review it with you guys. It'll make sense. It's a basketball juggernaut of a movie, apparently. All right, now here's a would you rather. We're on the food already, of course. Would you rather be able to only eat pizza chains for the rest of your life, but never gain weight, or gain weight normally, but be able to actually eat good pizza? Now, I guess this depends on, this is the eye of the beholder, because if you like pizza chains, you know, changes things up. Ken Jack, you're a New Yorker.
Dude, I need that water. I had New York slice last night. It's all about our water, dude. I can't do Domino's anymore. It's just straight bubble guts right up my butthole 10 hours later. I just can't do it. I would do the other one, the latter situation there.
I'd go A. I would take the chains by far. And what I no gain weight, any of them.
What chains do you have near you that you like? What would you prefer if you could pick one?
If I could pick one, there's one. I don't know. I'm guessing it's not New York Jets. I don't know if it's in Ohio that is solid. And if I could just eat Jets forever and just not gain any weight, that'd be pretty good.
That's fair. I mean, I think the only two chains pizzas ever had were Domino's and Papa John's, and both were ass.
Papa sucks.
So bad.
I'm very anti-Papa John's.
In every regard, and for me anyway.
Papa John's is real bad, but like, if I'm at like a train station or traveling somewhere and there's a Sbarro's, like, I don't think that's the worst chain slice that I've ever seen. And if I could eat all that all my life and not gain weight, like, I don't, even like Two Bros, like if I'm hammered and it's like a dollar, like that's not the worst thing that's ever happened.
No, yeah. I can roll with Little Caesars too. There's some things at Little Caesars I don't mind.
So a thought occurs. Does Costco pizza count into this? Because if so, I'll go back to A. I'll go right back to A.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, you can piece together enough like bad or chain pizza to make it worth your while to me. If you're a real pizza head like me, you can make it worth your while.
If you're a real eater?
Yeah.
A real eater.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, the only time I've ever eaten a whole chain pizza, by the way, it was the like some sort of pretzel pizza from Little Caesars. So I have to admit that and basically probably say that I might go chain. Now that you mentioned Costco too, yeah, that's a little too intriguing. All right, next one. Would you rather be born a Ball brother or a Kardashian? This one's easy as hell for me. Like, this is Kardashian, no doubt. Like, I'm not even sure. I wouldn't even bat an eye on this one. But Ball brother or Kardashian?
I'm going Kardashian. They got more money. That's about it.
Same. Kardashian.
Kardashians have already heard Kanye's new album. This is not even a question.
They've had Yeezys for months. Like,
right.
This is win, win, win. If I ever heard one.
I mean, like, in the moment, you might be able to have, like, more popularity as a Ball Brother. But even now, like, it's died off so much. Like, I mean, ever since they went overseas, I guess they're coming back now. But the Kardashians, Kylie Jenner tweeted about not using Snapchat and tanked the entire company for a day.
Right.
Like, I mean, the influence you could have. It's ridiculous. And yeah, people are going to hate you, but at that point, who gives a shit? Like, who really cares?
Not me. That's also,
people already hate me now.
That's what I'm saying.
What were the thoughts on Kanye's new tracks here that he dropped? I don't really dove into it. I've avoided Kanye on Twitter for the last, like, just Kanye chatter on Twitter for the last week or so.
One of them's just like a complete troll song, which I kind of respect on some levels. But the other one's like a very serious. He tries to go like back and forth with known enunciator T.I. about like the trials and tribulations of modern America. And I don't know, man, maybe get like Jay Electronica out of hiding for that one. Not T.I.
I don't know if I want to hear that song at all from Kanye.
You would hate it
with anybody.
You would hate it.
I like T.I. and I didn't like this. I like the troll song, or whatever. I thought it was fire. The second one, man.
Yeah, the second one, like the beat's fire on the second one, but he's trying to. It's pretty All Lives Matter-y.
It's a whole lot of All Lives. It's like, this is why I fuck with Trump. Just let me explain it over a jam.
There was a really interesting picture last night on Twitter from Chrissy Teigen. She had some sort of, I don't know if it was because of her baby's coming or something, but she had like a dinner party, and it. Like Kanye was there with Kim and John Legend, all of them. But then across the table was, what's his name, from Modern Family?
Ed O'Neill.
No, I guess I could have ruled a couple out. Oh, Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family. Like, that's a dinner party. John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, and Jesse Tyler Ferguson from network TV. Like, I don't know what the conversation would be at dinner like that.
It's nice to see that people, even though they have like political discourse, they can still all hang out and be rich and probably like hunt people for sport during like a Chrissy Teigen dinner party.
This next one, I don't like this question at all, but I want to point out how millennial it is. It's such a millennial question. I hope you guys agree with me. Would you rather never have to charge your phone again or have food have no negative consequences? Take my phone away. Like, I'll never use a phone ever again for the rest of my life. Just take it away.
Easiest question ever.
They also have that phone. Like, those phones exist. We just don't have them. So that is the easiest. Yeah. Dumb question.
Is charging your phone that much of an inconvenience?
No.
It's not. Once a week.
Like, buy a Mophie. Like,
some of his days just fucking ruin. Like, oh my God, I got to get over 75%.
He's so mad.
Take my fucking phone away. I'll never make a call or a text ever again if I can go eat a double quarter pounder now and not have it make me vomit or have diarrhea later in the evening. That's basically what it boils down to at this point. Yeah, that's a very millennial question. But I know there are people who probably would have to think about that one.
Yeah, fuck them.
All right, here you go. You could attend any sporting event ever, but any sporting event you have to go, you must wear really dark sunglasses the entire time. So your vision is fairly impaired. You can go to anything, but you're just not going to see the game that well. But you get the experience.
Like courtside or?
I mean, you can sit. No, because I feel like that might make it too easy. Just really good seats.
I was like, courtside with shades. I think I could overcome that.
Yeah, but like good seat. Like your Stevie, good seats.
Stevie Wonder does it frequently. He seems fine.
Yeah, he's all good.
See, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'd rather almost watch on TV if I can't really see the game that I'm at. But it depends, I guess, what you're trying to experience there. If you're there for the aspect of you were there, then I guess it doesn't matter. But if you're not going to be able to see anything.
Yeah, I guess like be up in like a really nice box for like a great Super Bowl or something. Like you're just there for it. You don't care about either team for the experience. But outside that, I don't know.
I was thinking like the Seahawks-Patriots Super Bowl, because I'm sure it would have been really tough to see that interception in the stadium anyways.
Mm.
But you could have just then, like 5 years later, you can just lie and pretend you didn't have sunglasses on.
You just have a notepad. You're just jotting down points in the game. You go back and rewatch later.
I shouldn't have scheduled my eye surgery the day before the Super Bowl. I don't know why I did that.
You can't have Cedric Maxwell beat the shit out of you from home watching on TV. So if I could be in the stands and possibly have and my ass beat by a huge NBA player.
Vernon Maxwell?
I thought Cedric Maxwell that fought that Sixers fan, the clip that was going around today.
No, that's mad. Cedric Cornbread Maxwell and Mad Vernon Mad Max Maxwell.
That's the one. Yeah.
Cedric Maxwell's a kindly old fella these days.
I'd sell the Maxwell.
Yeah, Vernon Maxwell is still threatening Utah Jazz fans like today, like very much so.
Correct.
Here's one movie related and food related. We got a good one last week. Would you rather eat a Bavarian legend every day for a year or watch the Bye Bye Man every day for a year? Which we debated that pretty hard because the Bavarian legend is a pound and a half of pretzel and it feels like it's 5 pounds of pretzel. That's a lot to eat during a day. Kenjack and I didn't side with Trill. Trill said, obviously, the movie. Or no, he said the pretzel.
Yeah, he said the pretzel.
Because I think you got to carve time out with the pretzel anyway, and you're not going to feel well. So this one, would you rather watch your least favorite movie for 48 consecutive hours or eat 8 Crave cases from White Castle in 48 hours, which comes down to, I think, like 240 White Castle burgers. That's like 5 White Castle burgers an hour. Or watch your least favorite movie on loop for 48 consecutive hours.
Can I tweet?
No, you can just watch the movie.
Ugh.
Like you're.
Oh, you that was my question. Like, if I can tweet through it, give me the movie all day.
No, you can go to the bathroom. You can eat, but you can't. Like you have to just watch the movie, or you got to eat 240 of those burgers.
I think I'd still pick the movie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's a lot of burgers.
I feel like you'd get like 80 in and be like, okay, I'm fine. This is a good idea, and like, oh no, I still have like 150 left.
Especially because like one Crave case is 30 alone, and like, do you guys like White Castle?
No.
It's whatever.
Fine.
Yeah.
Like, man, just going through one after 30 and like the 5 an hour pace, like, you know, you'd be like, all right, I'm going to get that pace down pretty quick. I'm going to try to eat like 20 every hour for like 10 hours. But then you're just going to, I mean, you're going to explode. I think that one's
240 in the 48 hours.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, so you could eat them all right away, but you have to eat 240 by the end of the four. I don't know what happens if you don't do it.
No, you'd feel that for weeks. I just give me the movie.
Yeah, that's tough. What about you guys with the Bavarian Legend versus the Bye? So, Tyler, the Bye Bye Man is the worst movie probably of last year. I don't think we talked about that one with you. But it's bad. It's bad. Or would you rather eat a pretzel every – the giant pretzel every day for a year?
If I can throw, like, the cinnamon sugar on the pretzel, give me the pretzel.
No, they don't have that, though. No, it's a light – have you seen this thing?
It's a pound and a half. Dude, there's, like, a backpack you carry it around in.
Let me – Bavarian Legend?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up right now. What did you say, Coley?
I would take the movie because I spent because what Bye Bye Man's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So like that, I spent an hour and a half just staring off into blankness every day. Anyways, like that would be easy.
This is a
yeah, here's the pretzel. I mean, it's bigger than her head. This woman who's making it in the picture.
Yeah, that thing's preposterous.
So you got to eat one of those. It's 2,000 calories. You got to eat one of those every day for a year.
Okay, yeah, nah, I'd do the movie.
Yeah, okay. See, Kenjack, I knew we had some backers on that one. Trill thought we were fucking crazy. Thought we were out of our mind to want to watch that movie. But I think the time you got to take to eat that stupid pretzel.
And like once it gets cold, this is going to be like so hard to eat.
Yeah. And Kendrick, you ate it. You couldn't get through one of them.
I got like 3/4 through. It's just, it's a lot of bread. It's like eating a cardboard box with like 5 grains of salt on it. It's like extremely heavy to get through.
All right, here you go. This one's just for you, Tyler. What is the ideal type of movie? Actually, we got this one like 4 or 5 times. What is the ideal type of movie that could get you to the theater, no questions asked? So not just time, not just length, but like the whole package.
Black talking about movies or... And...
His love interest, he'd have to have like 8 love interests and they'd have to be like Rihanna and various women that I love from the timeline. I'd be in there the night it opened.
So Ocean's 8? Are you going to see Ocean's 8?
Yeah, Ocean's 8.
Sure.
Rihanna's in it.
Okay, yeah, then maybe.
Also, like, aren't they redoing Superfly?
They are. If you're just doing the soundtrack. That's my answer to the, I can show up to an event and wear shades. I just want to show up to the movie and listen to Future's music. I don't need to see the actual movie.
I do like the idea that the next time Tyler's in New York, Ocean's 8's out and we go see it and he's just sitting there front row ready to go. Just like, got his like Ocean's 8 hat on. He's like dressed in character. He's fucking pumped.
I can't wait.
Bavarian legend question again. But this one's related to more food. Would you rather eat a Bavarian legend every day or eat an Outback Bloomin' Onion every day?
Bloomin' Onion.
I don't fuck with onions like that. So legend.
Bloomin' Onion. Oh, see, the Bloomin' Onion, man, that's a lot of food, and that is greasy.
It is. Oh, yeah. Your breath going to be stinking, your skin, like, nah.
I already suffer from those things.
So wait, are you going with... So
you're doubling down?
Oh, yeah.
I respect it.
It's as is right there, yeah. I do respect that. The Bloomin' Onion is very good, but at that point, I got to take the pretzel. Would you rather eat oatmeal with Arsenio Hall or commit arson with Hall & Oates? That's very, it's a very creative question. It's hard for me to think about this one. Whenever I think of Arsenio Hall, I just think about Bill Clinton playing the saxophone on his show.
Yeah. Scrambled eggs.
I think I'd take the oatmeal. I feel like he'd just have an amazing story by the time he ate oatmeal with like Nelson Mandela and Eddie Murphy in 1987.
I mean, the thrill of committing arson with Hall & Oates might be fun, but I mean, there's just not much good that can come out of that.
Yeah, I feel like they dime you out. Like they're clearly a package deal to do the third man in.
I don't know. It's either do you want to hear someone else's stories or do you want to create your own story is basically what this question is asking.
I'm fine. Yeah, can I get oatmeal? I'm glad to listen while I eat a good bowl of oatmeal.
So oatmeal, in my opinion, is basically liquid bread, like regurgitated bread. Tough for me to eat through, but with Arsenio, I think it's okay. That'd be some cool stories to come out of Arsenio.
Yeah, I may have to go with the oatmeal there. I think that makes most sense. So again, committing arson, you're making your own story. Would you rather all be
burned down?
Oh, yes, you do. You do get to pick what you burn down. That changes things?
Yeah. There's a library that's been on my mind for a long time. No, I think I'll still stick with the oatmeal.
Would you rather all music ever recorded, past, present, and future, be in the form of kids bop covers, or every movie ever, past, present, and future, has every part played by Nick Cage?
Oh, this is so easy.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one.
Every movie ever gets better or every song ever gets worse? I mean, come on.
So Nick Cage would also be Superfly in this newest Superfly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every role, any sex scene, it's Nick Cage on Nick Cage. Like, yeah. Anything, every role is Nick Cage.
Or the Superfly soundtrack is Kids Bop Future.
That's
true. Ooh, wait a minute. You might have done something here.
I'm forever fascinated by Kids Bop, though. They drop an album like once every 3 months on Spotify. It's one of my favorite listens. I go through every track just to hear how they like change the lyrics. They pick some stuff that's just insane.
It's got to be good money if you're like an actual artist, though, right? Like if your song, you want your song to get chosen by Kids Bop, right?
Probably.
Oh, for sure. You would think so. It's usually like big time music too. It's not, you know, they don't pick any like crap songs. Like anything that's big at the time, unless it's just laced with profanity, it's going to get covered by Kids Bop. Like Drake.
Do you remember?
Drake's always on Kids Bop. There's a God's Plan Kids Bop coming out apparently.
You remember Trill Ballins pointed this out, but that on the Black Panther soundtrack, there's one line I think Future says where he says "la di da di da slob on my knob," and this was like requested by Disney. This is like a Disney requested soundtrack that they made. It's "la di da di da slob on my knob."
I think that's just a heat check by Future, just seeing what he can get away with.
Yeah. And he got away with it.
He did.
Yeah, he still got it.
All right, so I guess we're going with the movies. It's not the worst. All right, here we go. Oh, this is a question for everybody individually. If any of you got your own sports talk show and could pick any co-host, excluding your current ones, any co-host. Oh, man, first here's the question. Do you go former athlete or do you go with like another talking head?
I want an athlete because I want to look smart by comparison because they're usually like, did you see the Shaq argument with math with this gas tank? Like, that's what I want. I want him to make me look very smart by being very dumb. So I think I'd actually want Shaq.
You're going to be the Nick Wright?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Perfect comparison. I can be consistently wrong and it won't matter.
Probably be Randy Moss just because I just want to be friends with Randy Moss.
I think I go Stephen A. Smith.
Ooh. Wait, it's okay. So for that reason, though, just to get the sound bites, and would you be able to not laugh when he says the things he says? Like, would you be able? Like, I'm always impressed because whenever he says like stuff like "lay off the weed" and stuff, like nobody ever laughs. Like they keep their cool. I would be under the table laughing.
I guess you get used to it, but I don't know. Yeah, Skip Bayless was a very good straight man for him.
That'd be you. Tough.
Yes, I would be the straight man for Stephen A. Smith, just laughing maniacally as he says "weed" for the seventh time.
Stephen A. Smith likes to argue, though, and you don't. I feel like that's a poor.
That's exactly why people would watch. At the end of the day, we'd have a meet of like, did Tyler argue? No.
You just get so passive. You're like, yeah, just move on. I don't care. Like
he's just poking me in the chest, just yelling at me about Slobodan Milosevic.
Man, I feel like Shaq might be an actual good pick, though, too. That's tough. Probably a basketball player.
It would be him just flexing on you and not letting you get the last word in ever.
Ever.
I can't think of an NFL player like MLB player I'd pick, though. I think it would definitely be somebody related to basketball. They always have the best stories.
Yeah, if Iverson would, like, if I knew he'd show up every week to do it, that would be a great pick. But
or Vic. Just tell me every story you have.
Well, not all of them.
Yeah, you can keep some of the dog ones.
How long did you hold their heads under the water?
I want the nitty gritty.
Back to movies and sports. Watch the Emoji Movie every other day for the rest of your life. Or be a fan of the Browns, Magic, and Mariners. I'm a third of the way there. So this doesn't affect me as much.
Sam, yeah. I feel like I've been two-thirds of the way there. So what was the first one? Whatever it is, I'll take it.
Watch the Emoji Movie every other day.
Yeah, give me that one.
No, that's not what you want.
The stinker?
To say the least.
Oh, boy.
That's a tough one.
Mariners.
Yeah, I mean, the Mariners, you can at least like get a bunch of like throwback Griffey jerseys.
Sure, yeah.
Then like Shaq throwbacks, Penny. The Emoji Movie, you just every other day you have like a very annoying chore to do.
Hey, and if you like the NFL draft, being a Browns fan is, trust me, very exciting.
Infuriating?
Very. Well, yeah, depending on the year. It's always exciting in the moment, and then 6 months later, it should not have been as exciting. It's typically how that one goes down.
I'm still going with the movie.
Yeah, I'm going movie too, actually.
I don't know. That movie fucking stinks, man. It was hard to watch the first time.
If you pick all three of those, you're watching like more sporting events than like every other day. Like the Mariners play, what, six times a week?
They didn't say it to watch. Who's going to be a fan?
What kind of fan am I if I don't watch terrible basketball, baseball?
All right. Well, related to terrible basketball, every night you have to watch the same full-length 2012 Charlotte's Bobcat game. So, you know, probably the worst basketball team of all time. Or watch a 2.5-hour compilation every night of Owen Wilson's best scenes out of order.
Who was on that? Was Gerald Wallace still there? No, he must have been on the Celtics by then.
That's like DJ Augustine.
Sean May? No.
Kemba was there because Kemba had just won at UConn.
Okay.
That's Corey Maggette for sure at that point.
So you got Bismack Biyombo, Derek Brown, Matt Carroll, Sagana Jop, Gerald Henderson, Corey Higgins, Corey Maggette, Jamario Moon, Byron Mullins, Tyrus Thomas, Kemba Walker, DJ White, and Reggie Williams.
This team's awesome. I'm all over this team.
This is a 21-year-old Kemba, 19-year-old Biyombo, and Tyrus Thomas. Count me in.
And Corey Maggette, the strongest man who's ever lived. I'm all in on this team.
They went 1-2 in December, 2-17 in January, 1-10 in February, 3-14 in March, and 0-16 in April. So do you go with like their most hilarious loss or their like their last win?
I mean, I love this Bobcats team. I'm not going to lie to you. This is like year five for Tyrus Thomas, so he still had a chance of being LeBron. So I'm still going with this Bobcats.
I'm looking right now. Their attendance that year was 25th of 30. Like there were teams after that just couldn't put up the ticket numbers that this Bobcats team could. Wow.
What team?
There was a game where Byron Mullins led the team in points, rebounds, and assists. That might be the one I go with.
Definitely not the one I go with. I'm going with one where like they play the Heat or like Steph's in the league already. Maybe I watch a young Steph. Like definitely not the one where BJ Mullins goes off.
It's actually their first game against the Heat. Well, they won their first game of the year, and their first game against the Heat, they only lost 96-95.
Yeah, I'm all in on that.
Yeah.
Dude, Corey Maggette made $10 million that year. He's making like Alan Crabb money in 2012, and is not tenable.
Yeah, that's, I mean, first of all, Owen Wilson, get the fuck out of here. No interest.
None.
No interest in Owen Wilson scenario. Man, that team was horrible. Yeah, I would definitely have to go with that team. All right. So the Charlotte Bobcats, you got some fans here. Here's a fuck, marry, kill. Chinese food, Italian food, Mexican food. And that includes Tex-Mex.
Ooh.
Chinese, Italian, Mexican.
I'm going to kill New York Chinese food because it's really bad here. I don't know if you guys know that. It's not good.
Wow.
It just isn't. I don't know why. Like, they just fuck up. I got boneless spare ribs delivered to me on a bed of lettuce. Like, what kind of move is that?
Put the lettuce on top.
Yeah, it was very peculiar. I'm out on New York Chinese foods. I'm killing that. I'm going to marry Italian and fuck Mexican.
I think I flip. I think I agree with that.
You like just started eating Mexican food.
Huh?
For the first time?
Tyler like just tried a burrito for the first time like last year.
No, I've still never tried a burrito. That was Chipotle. I'm still a burrito.
What'd you get?
You got a bowl.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I fuck Mexican, I'd marry Italian, and yeah, go Chinese.
Yeah, I'm flipped on that one. I'm gonna marry. So my favorite food is Tex-Mex back home, so I have to marry that. And fuck the Italian, because I think just I'm gonna one time do like an unlimited pasta dish at some like nice Italian restaurant. Just it'll be enough for a long time. And then the Chinese food, that's just too much sodium.
Dude, like yeah, shit. It's like 90% salt Chinese food. I'm murdering Chinese food, I'm fucking Italian, marrying Mexican. You need it. I can't live without Mexican food. I think Chinese food I only order when I'm really drunk or just I'm really in the mood for like lo mein or something.
How about this one? Very similar. It's barbecue based and seafood. Would you rather have to eat Brooklyn barbecue or Midwest seafood?
Oh,
Midwest seafood. I'll roll the dice.
What?
Love a nice crab cake from Des Moines.
That Boise sea bass just really hits the spot.
Man, oh man, I had some crab legs out of a Kansas City, buddy.
You guys know why Midwesterners are so fat? Because when they seafood, they eat it.
Hey.
Do not cut that.
Well, okay, this has been the last episode of Lights, Camera, Podcast.
Yeah, this is Brooklyn barbecue, easy. Real easy.
It could have been anywhere seafood and you would have picked barbecue, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. It could have been like Maine lobster versus like thrown out barbecue. I would have picked that.
Oh, yeah, give me that dumpster cue.
The old dumpster barbecue.
Yeah, that would also be an easy choice.
Ooh, all right. Like the worst. What place would have the worst barbecue, though, on Earth? Like London barbecue or like some sort of European barbecue. That's got to be awful.
Yeah, but I feel like you could definitely find something just as bad here in the U.S.
And over Moscow there, they probably like at least like crush sausage. You know what I mean? Like they probably do one thing really well, but like ribs, they have no idea what they're doing.
Definitely not.
So much of it depends on also what type of barbecue you like as well. Like, I mean, for me, I'm a brisket guy. And like, there's just probably like three or four states, period, that I'd even get brisket in. I mean, London as a country is not one of them.
It's not a country. It's not a country. It helps.
Can we just state, by the way, that I just flipped over? I know. Okay. City. I'm sorry. I can explain why I'm frazzled because I just turned the Cavs game on for a quick look for the first time since we started recording. And the first fucking thing I saw was a Jeff Green turnaround jumper. So.
And then Barnready just drained a three. He's 2 for 2.
It just broke my fucking brain. Oh my God.
I love that Jeff Green gets playing time. It's so funny.
It's not even playing time makes it sound like, oh, it's nice. He gets a little bit of run now and then.
Oh, no, he's a piece. He's in the rotation.
and every time they ask Ty Lue, what's the ideal lineup? And people are like, oh, it's got to be without Jeff Green. And he didn't even bat an eye on Jeff Green not playing in the team. Like, yeah, no, any rotation that involves him is an ideal rotation for him. Jeff Green's got something on Ty Lue. I don't know what it is, but it's got to be ugly.
He's got something on most of the league. He keeps getting contracts.
It's on silver. He's got something on silver.
He's got this one file on his computer that just is got everybody. Just everybody. Ugh. All right, sports question. Would you rather take an Aroldis Chapman fastball to the head or a Trout swing to the kneecaps?
So do I want to die or do I want like to have a look?
You do have a helmet on with the okay. But still though, I don't think it matters that much.
So what? So concussion or broken knee?
I think you still die. I don't.
He'd die. He would die.
You'd die.
I'm fine with that. No, yeah. Give it a fastball.
I mean, if we do no helmet, there's no question. Like, there's no question. Like, you're going to die. But, like, the helmet, you know, you may just have a concussion, like a bad concussion. But
the kind you don't wake up from.
Yeah, give me that.
Yeah. Can I have two fastballs?
Can I get both?
I'll stay in the same spot. Just hit me again one more time.
Yeah, Trout might, like, have, like, he might choke up. He might miss. I'm taking that.
He's having the best season ever. He's going to knock your leg like clean off. You're just going to bleed out instead of die instantly.
Also fine. You're not a real dyer.
Die instantly? You're crazy.
You're not a real dyer if you're trying to die immediately.
I am a fake dyer.
I actually, I thought of you guys earlier when I saw that there's a screenshot of, or not a screen, like a graphic of Mike Trout and Babe Ruth and how Mike Trout is like on pace to beat these numbers the first time since Babe Ruth. And I thought of you guys because like you know you're having a good year when you can beat those fake ass numbers back from like Babe Ruth's playing days.
I hope he does. Let's get those numbers out of here like once and for all.
Now, this one's just for you, Tyler. Very similar to that question. That's why I brought it up. Would you rather go outside for 100 consecutive days or have to watch a 1 hour video documenting a 1920s pre-segregation sports team?
Oh, the ladder. Can I tweet through the ladder?
No. Just like the movie. You have to like intently watch it.
I'm like this.
Yeah, you can't roast it.
The Boston Bean Eaters or something. I think I still pick the documentary because when I get down, I'm like, guys, I won't believe what I just watched.
Yeah, that's unlimited ammo for you. You'd be taking, you wouldn't even tweet, you'd be taking notes.
Yeah, I'd be taking very detailed notes. So yeah, the latter, easy.
This is not a question I thought would get asked three. Maybe it's the same person asking three times. And if it is, then we're gonna let you know. So people wanted to know what our favorite bottled water was. Do we come off as people who are just like, man, I really want to know what those guys think about bottled water?
Dasani sucks. Fiji. I'll say it right now. Fuck Dasani. Dasani's not even water.
Cola's drinking
so thick.
Fiji's clearly the only answer here.
I'm an Evian man.
Evian.
Fancy bitch.
Evian.
It's true.
Evian has a distinct different taste than all other waters.
That's why I like
it. At least to me. Yeah, it's because it's unique. I'm a smart water guy.
Smart water is fine. It's a little pretentious for my liking, just in the name itself.
You don't like that pH balance?
What's the Wahlberg Diddy water?
Oh, the fuck.
It's like aqua something.
Yeah.
F-word water?
I don't know what it is. There's that boxed water I know, too. But what is everyone's like local bottled water? For me, when I grew up in Socoli. It's the same as you, New England. It's Poland Spring.
Probably I've been to the Poland Spring. It's very delicious there.
Oh, wow. I had that growing up, but then I had Ozarka in Texas, which is very similar. My least favorite is Arrowhead water, which is out in California. It's like it's their version of Poland Spring, and it tastes like shit. But what about you?
Water. Sure.
You know, that's fine.
That's very true. Yeah, it's not coming from California. What do you have a local one, Tyler? Is it still Poland Springs? Is that all East Coast?
No, we didn't have. I'm trying to think. I don't know what it was. I'm just trying to think. Like, what is Dasani worse than Aquafina?
Yeah.
Yes.
Aquafina's pretty bad.
Dasani's like thick. It's thick. Yeah, it has like a milk consistency. It's supposed to be water.
Water-like substance.
Yeah. It's just not water.
Yeah, it's like how Yoo-Hoo is chocolate drink instead of chocolate milk. Dasani's just like water drink.
That's the best part about Yoo-Hoo. Yoo-Hoo just straight up says it. We're not chocolate milk. It's chocolate drink. Chocolate water.
Aqua Hydrate is the Wahlberg Diddy water.
Yeah.
Sounds trash.
Yeah, it's not. Trust me, it's something I'd love to support. It's no good.
More. And then we're going to do our Ocean's 11 NBA team or NBA Ocean's 11 movie. Would you rather get kicked in the balls once every month for a year and get to watch Marvel movies or not get kicked in the balls and you are only allowed to watch current DC Universe movies?
No.
B.
Oh. Now we already know one answer here is going to be very obvious because it won't mean anything.
I mean, I've kicked in the nuts.
When was the last time y'all got kicked in the balls? I think you're all forgetting how much that shit really hurts.
To be fair, Chino walks on my balls like every morning, every single morning.
That ain't a kick, though.
No, but when you're asleep and it just happens, it's as jarring. I'll throw the money in the jarring jar.
Oh, boy.
Oh, good. We need one today.
It's kind of tough timing for this. I've already seen all the Marvel movies. Like they're all out.
They're gonna
make more, but this was like the storyline I most cared about.
Yeah, that is a tough time for that question. Yeah.
Fucking crush my nuts, mistress. I'm all in. I'm not fucking missing a Marvel movie ever again.
I mean,
put on high heels too.
I mean, it's been a long time. A long time since I've been kicked. I mean, I'm not even sure if I've been truly straight up kicked either. But I mean, it's one of the worst feelings in the world. Like, I mean, just not
great.
I mean, you gotta love those fucking movies. You have to love them. Yeah, that's a tough one.
I saw someone ask this before we get to the Oceans one. Would you rather have a popcorn kernel stuck in the back of your throat forever or have to wear a football helmet for the rest of your life? I thought this one was interesting only because
that was literally my next one.
I thought you were done. Yeah. That's why I didn't.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. No.
I feel like if I can like style the helmet, like get like the black visor, like LaDainian Tomlinson, like that could be a look.
Match like the different helmet with your shoes.
Yeah.
That'd be a look.
Like the Daft Punk guys essentially do that, and they're icons.
It's very true.
I haven't seen Helmet Guy.
But man, yeah, a popcorn kernel in the back of your throat. I mean, that shit stinks. There's not much that can fix that either.
No.
You can drink 10 bottles of water. That shit's still going to be there. It's just on its own. It's got a life of its own.
You can floss with a jump rope and it's not moving.
Yeah, the football helmet thing, I may have to go with that one. You'd get around it. You'd get around eating and shit like that. And like, also, could you wear a punter helmet? Because like an old school, like one bar punter helmet, because then there's really no difference. But you do look really fucking stupid if you do that one, though.
You wear like a LT visor one, though. That looks pretty badass. Yeah, I think about
like the big like Jason Pierre Paul used to have like a huge cage.
Yeah,
the Peyton Manning helmet. I forget who made that. I used to know when he used to be able to have more fun with like college football games. But there's that one that Peyton wore where like the mask is really low too, so you know how much get in the way of you.
Actually, like honestly, Peyton's head's so big. If you just wore a helmet and got it like flesh colored, people might think you're Peyton Manning, and then in which case, be nice to you artificially. So might just do that.
Can we make it a John Olerud helmet? If so, then
okay.
Final answer, no questions asked.
Yeah, because that's just basically a hard hat.
Yeah. That's just a fitting. Really
What if that's just what hats were? Like that's the style of hat people wore. Like
plastic.
Actually, no, there is one more question, and then we'll do the Ocean's 11. Would you rather have Cheeto dust on your fingers for the rest of your life? It gets on everything, ruins everything. It's disgusting, like it's gross. But the other option is you can only eat vegetables. But again, keep in mind, you can eat whatever with the Cheeto dust, but I mean, that Cheeto dust is going to get on the food you're eating. So if you're eating something where you don't want Cheeto dust on it, it's going to be on there.
But what don't I want Cheeto dust on?
That's true. It comes down to that.
Does this carry into the bedroom?
I mean, like it's on everything. I mean, when you take a piss. When you shower, I mean, you're showering. Think about, so here's the thing. Like, yeah, I can eat anything. Think about the idea of like, you're disgusting. You got Cheeto dust on you and you shower. And the second you step out of the shower, it's just getting all over you again. Cause like you still got fucking Cheeto dust on your finger.
Could I just wear gloves and be like weird germ guy?
Oh yeah.
No, I don't think it's not an option.
I mean, I don't mind getting on my food and stuff, but I just don't want Cheeto dust in my own butthole. That's just going to be uncomfortable walking around with.
It's an old fashioned inconvenience.
Only vegetables?
That stinks.
Yeah.
If it were only fruit, this would be the easiest question ever, but
yes, I agree.
Man, vegetables stink.
It's just cause like the thing about the shit gets on your computer, your phone. It's not that you can't clean it off all those things, but I mean you're almost a nuisance to be around at that point.
You're pig pen.
Already a nuisance to be around.
You are. You're a more delicious pig pen. Like, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I'm just eating like.
Imagine like shaking an employer's hand, like, hey, how are you? And just like fucking rip it, shred it.
You don't get the job. Yeah. Hand him your resume. It's just orange. Like, oh, but yeah,
this is just kind of my thing.
this is what I do.
Tell me something about yourself.
I constantly cause a mess.
You get that question too, like, tell me about a moment you've persevered in life. Well, let me tell you, so
these orange made a deal with the devil here.
Man, I don't have like a good answer on this one. This is the one that has stumped me out of all these, because there's so many pros to each of them and so many cons to each of them as well.
I'm trying to think of people who work with their hands the most. So like, if you're an NFL receiver, would you want this? Because would the Cheeto dust act like stick, like the sticky shit, or would it be,
yeah, but I feel like in that scenario you can wear gloves. Now, being a basketball player, there's no way you can't pick this. You got to stick with the veggies.
You got to be like Tony Allen, just like a lockdown defender. But like, yeah, you're having overshoot anyways.
Like they're not guarding you at any point. Like you're underneath the hoop, they're not even guarding you. Like, yeah, just shoot it, go. Lay it in, try with those Cheeto fingers.
Yeah, you basically.
But then also, no one wants.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Although, if you were a D end and you were playing against the Patriots, I could see Brady like retiring mid game. Like, I can't get those Cheetos away from, like, those will kill me. He's like Chris Traeger.
Good point. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough one. This one's going up for the listeners too, because we need some like really woke galaxy brain takes on this one.
I'm going vegetables. There's no other way.
You'd rather eat the vegetables?
It sounds like would I rather be like somehow dirtier than I am currently, or in like the best shape of my life, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, an easy choice. Not the vegetables.
Final answer: vegetables.
Yeah, it has to be.
Mm-mm. Nah, give me the dust.
It would be impossible to tweet.
For whom?
For the person covered in your iPhone wouldn't open.
Why wouldn't it?
Layer of grease on it.
I just tweet from desktop.
Your keys would just get stuck together after like day one.
That's fine too.
Just buy a lot of keyboards. Like you got keyboards stacked on top of each other, just ready to go.
Yeah, I just throw them out the window every single time I need a new keyboard.
Kind of. You get the keyboard covers. You got a keyboard cover.
Yeah, I'd get around it.
Oh man, that's a tough one. Whoever asked that one,
the sociopath.
Yeah, crazy person, but. All right, Ocean's 11 with NBA players. I'm going to go right down the list. George Clooney, the leader. Which NBA player is going to lead the Ocean's 11 squad? I don't want to say LeBron, but I almost feel like that makes sense for the movie, but we got to discuss.
I feel like LeBron, LeBron would be terrible. He's way too recognizable. Everyone would be like, oh, there's LeBron planning a heist again. He's also nowhere near as handsome as Clooney.
Very true.
Steph Curry, I want an unassuming guy. He's not going to look like he's leading a heist.
I agree.
Wait, so two questions, Jeff. Are we going to draft Terry Benedict? And two, can we pick former NBA players too, if you want?
Well, so each one has each one has parameters. So for Clooney, it has to be a current star. And so Steph Curry.
Can I ignore that?
No, we're doing – no, and this is not individual picks. No, you're missing the game. We're all agreeing on one person each. It's a group decision.
Oh, I was going to say – I thought it was going to be like a casting. So I was going to pick Brent Barry as Danny Ocean so that I could pick, what's his name? Tony Parker as Terry Benedict.
All right. You got the joke off at least.
You could do Jason Richardson, Steve Nash for that. You could probably do that with LeBron and someone.
Some options, yeah.
LeBron and Jay-Z.
Fine.
No, boy.
Okay, there's only probably like a couple people you could pick for the leader role. So, all right, we'll go Steph Curry. All right, Brad Pitt. He's a number two, like the number two guy, but he's still a star. I don't want to build the Warriors here, but it almost sounds like I got to pick KD.
You just described Kevin Durant.
I don't think there's anyone else that you would pick for this role.
No, there's got to be someone.
He's a star. He's on the same level as the other guy, but he's just a number two in this scenario.
He was finals MVP last year, though. I don't know. It's tough.
I wish if Paul Pierce didn't retire, I'd pick Paul Pierce as number two guy.
Actually, give me Klay Thompson. I want a laid back number two.
I was thinking like Jimmy Butler. I feel like he'd be real good at heisting.
I could see him doing a bit of heisting.
Yeah.
Chris Paul. Chris Paul would be good there, too. Great ceiling, number two.
All these guys get along, though, and Chris Paul's a dickhead.
That's true.
Yeah, they're all really good friends.
Toes, Mamba spirit.
Yeah, like Paul George came to mind. He'd be awful at this.
Yeah, Paul George couldn't do this. Russ wouldn't. I mean, this is Russ, no way.
Yeah, no, it'd have to be Russ by himself. Like, he would be the guy in Ocean's 12, like the French dude working by himself.
All right, so Clay or Jimmy Butler? I almost feel like Jimmy Butler's a little more flashy than Clay. You think Clay?
I think Clay because he's more like. Jimmy Butler has had like public disputes before. I don't think Klay Thompson's been mad in his life at anything.
That's true. And he does have facial hair.
hangs it up on the cloth every day.
He can change it movie to movie.
That's what I'm saying. That's an asset.
Yeah, I'm cool with Clay.
All right, Matt Damon, the young star. Not fully formed yet, but the young star.
Devin Booker.
Ooh. Matt Damon's like really smart, isn't he, in these movies?
Hey, what are you saying?
I'm going to say Juice. That's what I'm saying.
Dare you.
You think Devin Booker is smarter than Juice now?
Hell yeah. So the young star, up and coming.
Young star, but he is, I mean, at what he does, he is the absolute best. But he also has some, like, he does have some flaws, too.
Hey, this is Juice written all over him.
Give me Ben Simmons.
I was about to say, this is almost Ben Simmons, right. Though, because, you know, Ben doesn't have that jumper yet. But he, the things he's good at, he is. I mean, he's fucking good. Yeah, Coley's not happy with this one.
I'm real upset. Juice in the real world tore his hamstring because he'd probably put the clamps on your boy Ben.
There is a pick later that's going to be a Celtic without question because I don't think there's any other options. So we'll get that. We'll go Ben Simmons. All right, Don Cheadle, big personality. big personality, explosive,
foreign,
destructive. Yeah, he is foreign. He is foreign in the movie. British? He is British. So it's gotta be a foreign.
Staying on a team anymore?
Oh yeah, he's on the Lakers. Yeah, Lakers are paying him for no reason in particular.
For several years. Oh boy, yeah.
Ben Gordon.
Oh. Ben Gordon is British. Is there any other British players that are active besides the Lil Dang though?
John Amici.
I'm trying to think who else.
They don't have to be British. We can just make them. They can just be a foreign player.
It would be like Dennis Schroeder then.
Nah, yeah, I'm going Boris.
He's not active.
I like Boris.
He's not? Boris ain't somewhere?
I don't think he is.
I thought he was.
Yeah, there's only two guys that we can go that are retired. There's only two that we can go retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it can't be a young guy. It can't be like Embiid or anybody. It's or Kristaps. It's got to be someone who's, you know, been around a little longer.
Boris Diaw's active. I mean, it's in Greece, but he is playing.
You know, he's active. I'm staying with Boris.
Yeah. All right, Boris, you're cast. Ernie Mac, end Len of 14 Bar. Year like star. Oh, that was that was not guess.
Who did you say?
Oh man,
I said a dead guy. I said Len Bias.
Oh, Jesus.
10 to 14 year star. I think this is an obvious one. Okay. Has always been wronged. Just looking for that one last thing before he goes.
Did you say Charles Oakley?
I said Oakley. I think that's perfect, Bernie Mac.
Okay. Current NBA player.
I thought you said, is this not retired?
No. There are two retireds that we got soon. But not this one, though.
Frank Catton had retired in the movie. Like, he was no longer a con man.
Yeah, but he's working though. Just we're leaving it at that. He's
you're
working.
Just changing the rules willy nilly on here. This is your favorite movie.
No, but he is still working. He works. He works in the casino.
He was on parole and he retired from con manning and he got pulled back into con manning. So he was retired and unretired.
Technically, he was con manning while he was working at the casino though, because he had a fake alias.
But he was the fake alias because he didn't want to get looked up for his previous cons and not get a job that
right,
isn't
but that in itself is a con.
Oh, you're just very galaxy brain take on Frank Catton right there. I rebuke that take.
I think this is a very obvious Carmelo Anthony pick, in my opinion. Like, Melo, the parallels of Melo is perfect.
But people are scared of Frank Catton. Nobody is scared of Carmelo.
Thunder are.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
And he did disappear for like the whole second movie.
That's very true.
He contributed nothing in that.
Mellow it is.
Yeah, it's got to be Mellow.
This has to be Mellow. So this is the one. I don't think there's any other option. Scott Conn and Casey Affleck, two brothers in the league.
Morris twins.
Really, yeah. Wait. Are we sure that Taylor Griffin's still not hopping around the league there with Blake?
I am positive.
are there no other brothers in the league? The Lopez's?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Wait a second.
Get some muscle. I was going to say muscle, but the Morris twins are also muscle.
Well, these guys aren't muscle. They're like bumbling idiots who like cause distractions.
Mm. Yeah, you know what? Just based on some of the comments they both make, especially the comment the other day about the Wizards, the best team not always winning. These guys are, I mean, they're perfect.
Nah, yeah,
Mark and Powell is the only one I can think of. So it's definitely got to be them. You're right.
We need more brothers in the NBA, man.
I feel like we're forgetting one.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like there used to be like a pair on like every other team.
It's one of the roster requirements in the NBA. Let's see. NBA active NBA brothers. This was from last year. Jarian and Jeremy Grant. I mean, no one's going to see your movie if that's who you pick for that one. No offense to them.
Ooh, let's see. Cody and Tyler Zeller and the Plumlee brothers. Puke.
There we go.
Plumlee and Cody. Oh, Justin and Drew Holiday.
Okay.
They're both too quiet.
The Millsap brothers.
Maybe that's what you want though. Are these
No, these guys are not quiet.
Oh, so you could have gone Steph and Seth, but Steph's are.
Is Chris Smith anywhere?
Not in the NBA, no.
Damn. I think we got to stick Morris twins, though. Like, I know that was our first pick, but I think they aligned perfectly for, like, what these guys are.
Yeah, I think it works.
Yeah, sorry to the Grant brothers. All right, here we go. Two retired ones in a row. Carl Reiner. So, very old grizzled vet. Very old grizzled vet, but he was very crafty back in his day, and he still is. Like, he could still probably ball.
There's your Oakley.
Yeah, why not?
I do like that one. That is a good one. So Charles Oakley for this one.
I'm down.
Wait, did we pick the what was the Asian dude's name?
No, where he's coming up soon.
Oh, okay.
I wrote these down in like cast order, so yeah, at least we got three more after this, and got then I'm gonna need our villain.
Which is shaping up
to be either Kobe or LeBron based on Steph Curry being the leader. So yeah, so all right, we'll go Charles Oakley, then Elliot Gould, retired legend, but he cannot ball. Like he does nothing, but he's just gonna sit there. He's gonna bankroll the squad.
Reggie Miller.
No. People like this guy.
But he didn't say.
Yeah, he is likable. Yeah. Wait,
so this is Barkley. Ruben, right? Jeff, this is Ruben?
Ruben, yes.
So the guy who owned the casino previously. So why not MJ?
Again, likable.
Nah, good point. Yeah, I like Oakley.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wait a second. Actually, he is cool with Oakley, so that would tie in.
Well, actually, let me think. Is this? I feel like this one.
Magic.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
Might be Magic.
Magic will be pretty good for this one. Actually, yeah, I think you nailed that one.
Like,
I think
Magic. Gregarious. He's like always got a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I like Magic.
You did say the casino thing. I mean, I was thinking Warriors Legends, but I like Magic better. Magic fits that role better.
Chris Mullin? Like what? Warriors Legends.
West?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't want to put West in there. I think Magic's much more compelling. All right, Magic in there. Dude,
who Jerry West is
during the heist.
You put Jerry West in a movie, they're like, who's this old asshole?
I was on the NBA logo, son.
Sure, you were a pops.
Oh, don't listen to him. Say.
All right, Eddie Johnson, who was the statistics guy. The guy, not statistics guy. He's like the tech guy. But I thought for converting it for this, it's got to be like the sabermetrics guy that everyone loves. He's the stats guy. He may not be the best in the court, but like, you know, he's the money ball guy.
Chris Paul.
That's my only way to really convert it. Chris Paul?
Got to be Chris Paul.
I kind of went a different way with it. I was just thinking the biggest nerd, and it would be Gordon Hayward, no question.
He's good with computers, this guy.
Yeah, that is good. Chris Paul, I think if we looked at it like I was trying to convert it basketball-wise, if we want to go straight up computers, it's got to be Gordon Hayward.
Has to be.
Yeah.
It's like nationally ranked in League of Legends.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. All right, Gordon Hayward. All right, two more here. I don't know how to say the actual actor's name, Shabo Kin, but it's the grease man. So a guy that can squeeze in and out of tight spaces.
Rajon Rondo.
That's the first person I thought.
Or Tyler Ulis.
Oh, I do like that just for the height factor. Yeah. Yeah, let's stick with short. Is that the best one then, Tyler Ulis?
Actor.
Sure as hell. It ain't IT.
No, IT would try and steal. He would do the heist and then try and steal all the money.
Blame him. <You're, laughs>
yeah, blame Danny Ainge.
It's because of our leader, Danny Ainge. Like, that's Magic Johnson. Not Danny Ainge. All right, Tyler Ulis. So here's our squad. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Ben Simmons, Boris Diaw, Carmelo Anthony, the Morris Twins, Charles Oakley, Magic Johnson, Gordon Hayward, Tyler Ulis, who's our villain. And keep in mind, he's a villain that eventually teams up with these guys too. So he can't be it can't be a straight up hate forever. Like, they've got to have a little opportunity one day to have the same interest down the road to beat somebody.
Yeah, Kobe only wins when he joins up with other legends, so it's got to be Kobe.
Or Kevin Durant.
He's too indifferent to be a villain. And this guy steals Brad Pitt's girl, and we know Kevin Durant's got no bitches.
Well, then, no.
Clooney's girl. Right. Unless you saw a different...
Clooney's girl. Yeah.
So I only said that because keep in mind, because it's Steph. So Steph versus Kobe, basically, for this one.
Is Russ too angry for this?
Yeah, he'd never team up with them at the end.
Yeah, I could never see him teaming up with literally anyone on this list, especially now Carmelo.
He's like, yeah, the one time I do.
I can't. Yeah, like Steph's like, come on. He's like, no, dude, I tried with one of your fucking guys.
By that snake.
Yeah, so it's either Kobe or KD, but I mean, KD makes sense, but I think you said too indifferent. I can also see that.
Yeah, no, it's got to be Kobe.
Who is the person you thought like we were guaranteed to get a Celtic for, Jeff?
Wait, oh, the Morris twins.
Oh, I got you.
And we ended up getting two, but I was like, what other brothers we pick for this? Then obviously we talked about it. There's way more than just one set of brothers. That's how little I thought about how many brothers were there that I went right to Taylor Griffin, who hasn't been in the league for like 8 fucking years. All right, Kobe. I think Kobe makes sense. Plus, if you got KD, I mean, he's got a sidekick in Rappaport, and I don't really want that on this fucking movie. So just can't. I gotta have only A-listers in this movie. So Kobe. Steph versus Kobe, and then they team up. And then Russ is the villain in the next one, obviously, because he just never
Russ is the villain forever.
Yeah, I mean, it works almost too perfectly because someone told Russ that someone else was better, and then he fucked up trying to prove him wrong.
All right. Well, hey, that was a hell of a lot of fun. Sorry Trobons couldn't be here, but people have been asking for the – I know, very selfish. Wait, we were talking about it last night. Like, if he was a real podcaster, he would have been doing it in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone's a real podcaster. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People have been asking for the mixtape LCP crossover, so hopefully the, you know, first of many to come here. This was a good time. What do you guys got cooking next few weeks? Or obviously it's the playoffs, so kind of a dumb question. But, I mean, you threw a draft day curveball in there, so you got any curve? And it's you guys, so you really never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we might just stop talking basketball entirely one of these days, which would be preferable, yeah. I think.
Slick the goal.
Tyler's coming back to New York. We're supposed to be going to game 2 and 3. We're going to do like a home and home, Boston and Philly. Hopefully Ron's going to join, try and make some content out of that, and hopefully don't see multiple Celtics losses, because that would really hurt me personally.
Well, I don't want you hurt, so.
Thank you.
Oh.
What's up, Chino? Oh.
That's how you know the podcast's over.
He's a vicious attack dog.
Well, Tyler, Coley, thank you. Appreciate you guys joining us. And let us know if you go see Infinity War, Tyler, but it sounds like that one's just not going to happen at this point.
I don't know. I may surprise the people and go outdoors. We'll see.
Definitely. Let's air, Tyler, we'll send you a screener, except it'll be labeled Infinity War, and that's actually going to be like the Babe Ruth documentary, 4 hours long, narrated by Tom Brokaw.
Oh, I wouldn't even notice. I'd be like, man, a Captain America dude. He was good. Left side of the plate. Wow.
All right. For Coley, Tyler, Ken Jack, I'm Jeff Lowe. We will talk to you later in the week for our Infinity War review.